Erevin Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. Now discussing what happens when you have a bore, a pit, that's between two chatzeros. It's full of water, and the members of each chatzer want to draw water from this pit or from this well. Ein memal mimena b'Shabbos. You cannot draw water from it on Shabbos because these two chatzeros didn't make an Erev to join together. And since they didn't make an Erev to join together, they can't use a shared space. Ella im kein, unless asu lo mechitza gavo asar tfachim, unless they put over, as we'll see in a second, this pit of water, this well, a mechitza of 10 tfachim, bein milamala, whether it's above the water, bein milamata, whether it is actually in the water, submerged in the water, bein mitoch ogno, or if it was within the perimeter, within the rim, the lip of this bore, but doesn't actually touch the water. Even though the mechitza is suspended, we have a special rule called gur achis mechitza. We view this barrier, this tintfachim barrier, as if it was submerged under into the water, and that divides the water, even though, of course, the water itself is splashing back and forth. The molecules are moving back and forth, but we divide them, and it's a special kula in the water that we consider it to be separate domains. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel says Beishamah, Reb Beishamah says Milamata. He says there was a machlokas Beishamah Beisel that the Beishamah says has to be into the water. Or Beisel Omer Milamala. Beisel says that it is Lamaila. Am Reb Yehuda Lo Te Mechitza Gedolim and Hakosal Shebeinayim. Reb Yehuda says since there is a wall that is separating them, just like if you have a wall in between the reshuyos, so too if you have a wall in between the two halves of the bar, that's considered, if it's lower down, it doesn't have to be down into the water. Mishnah Zion talks about not a stationary well, but rather a flow of water in a stream. Imagine you have a chatzer, a courtyard, and a stream flows right through it. Well, that water, because it's not, if it's large enough, because it's not a bottle, because it's a stream, it's not subsumed under the status of Rishus Hayachid, it's considered to be a karmelis, it's its own quasi-Rishus, if it's large enough. And since it's a karmelis, assuming that it's 10 tefachim deep and it's 4 tefachim wide, you have to demarcate it with a mechitza. You have to stop the edge of it with a mechitza so that it's totally separated and sealed off from outside the property, since it's flowing in and out. So therefore, ein mamalin hemena, you cannot fill from it on Shabbos, elam kein asla mechitza gavo asar tefachim, unless you made a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high, beknisa, at the opening, ubayitzia, at the out. Now, of course, it doesn't mean the mechitza is stopping the flow of water, it just means it's going over the flow of water, and that's demarcating, and then the mechitza above the water, it's viewed as if it is sinking down because of gur achis mechitza. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol shel shagabatita mishum mechitza. If you have a wall that is the wall of the chatzer, which goes over it, that is considered to be the mechitza. Just like he said in the previous mission, you don't need a separate mechitza as long as you have mechitza of the chatzer. Rabbi Yehuda, we have a story. Maisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, there was a story about Amashal Ovel. There was this brook in a place called Ova, which is a town in the north of Israel, that they used to fill up water from it on Shabbos, and there was no separate mechitza. So you see, there must have been the coastal, the wall of the chatzah was the was sufficient. That was the wall. You didn't need a separate wall. And they said to him, they denied that. Omerlo mipnesha lo haya ba kashir. You know why? That's because that amasamayim, that little brook, was so tiny, it wasn't needed as a karmelis. It was just considered to be part of the Rishus Hayachid, and therefore you didn't need a separate demarcation with a mechitza, a barrier, at the entry and at the egress of that chatzer.